The man here for the Mariners, Wilson, shortstop. How are we doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Just fine. For those youngsters out there in TV land that's watching this show today, they want to know what's the key to success to making it to the big leagues.
Oh, man, just having fun. Just working as hard as you can to get as good as you can, no matter where that takes you. You know, just try to be the best you can be in everything you do. You know, if you decide to do something for your career like I chose baseball, you just work hard and see where it takes you.
So what does entail being on major league level?
Being aware of everything going around. Obviously, defensively, it's a pretty tough position to take care of, making sure you're the captain of the infield, making sure everybody's kind of in the same spot, same thing with the outfielders. So anticipation of the ball getting hit into you every time.
So do you have to put any extra energy into making yourself the leader on the field, or just come with natural leadership qualities?
I think it just comes with a job. You know, you're out there and you want to kind of captain everybody and, you know, yell out names or where to throw the ball, stuff like that. And it's, you know, it's we have a good team here. We got, you know, three or four ex-shortstops that play in the infield, so everybody has a really good idea of what's going on, so it's not too much involved. But it's a lot of fun kind of taking charge in the infield and, you know, taking that part of the game to the next level.
You know, I used to coach college baseball, and I scouted for five major league teams. And the theme of baseball is you build a team around your shortstop, your catcher, your center fielder.
Right, up the middle.
So should we say that the Mariners built this team around you?
I don't think so. No, I think for me, I'm more of on the defensive side. I try to, you know, hold my own out there and help the guys, help the pitchers out defensively. I want the ball hit to me every time. So we have a great center fielder. We got a great second baseman, Sean Figgins. We got good catchers. So we're pretty strong up the middle.
And, you know, shortstop is a defensive position. Quick hands, quick feet.
Yeah.
So you get that ball, you don't have a lot of time over there, shortstop.
Right? Oh, not a lot of time. Especially we got guys like Juan Pierre and Omar Vizquel slapping the ball to you. You just got to catch it, get rid of it. So played a lot of soccer growing up, and kind of that footwork kind of took into baseball and enabled you to get, you know, a little bit quicker with your feet and your arm.
I guess I say my show reached a lot of young aspiring high school and college baseball players. I had the ambition of playing in the big leagues. That journey to the big leagues, I mean, they don't realize what you guys have to go through. How much of a grind is it every day, 162-game schedule?
Yeah, it's pretty tough. It's your job. It's what you've dreamed of since you were a kid, since you made up your mind that you wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, be out in these great stadiums and stuff. So it's a grind, but at the same time, you get out on the field, and it's the same game you played in Little League.
People don't know you guys live out of hotels more than you do out of
your
home.
Yeah, I mean, my home's in Southern California, and you got a place. You got to live in Arizona for spring training, and then nothing but half 3 months of hotels during the season. So, but it's definitely worth it.
The coach said you youngsters behind the scene with the man from Seattle, Wilson.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. All right, the coach is on the road at U.S. Cellular Field, and we just finished with the shortstop for Seattle. Now we got the man, the second baseman. So that up the middle combination. What's the key to you guys being smooth as silk out there?
Communication. The more that we can talk, and the more work you get together, it makes it a lot easier. You know what I mean? When you haven't played with a guy and you've watched him for years and you played against him, it's a little difficult when you first get together, but the more you start playing, the more you start seeing how they move, how they talk, and then you start coming more consistent up the middle with him.
You know, I used to coach college ball, and I scouted for five major league teams. I always said, you got to be tight up the middle. You got to be smooth as silk up the middle. So when you make that transition to the big leagues, second base, how tough was that?
It's tough because, I mean, big league hitters, they can hit the ball all over the place, whereas minor league players, they kind of hit the guy, hit him in certain spots. But big league players, you gotta kind of move around it and be more agile. I gotta get out of here, man.
I'm getting cut short. I'm not getting big league.